Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. And Rod, we have an utterly incredible program this morning to share.
Absolutely. You know, each year we come in, I have to talk about during calving season, you know, I have to talk about colostrum intake and the importance to the health of that newborn calf. And, you know, it's not only the colostrum that's important, it's getting that colostrum into that calf. And that's where the utter importance comes into effect. But, you know, that calf, to get the amount of colostrum it needs to rise within about 2 hours. It needs to suckle. And all of that needs to take place within about the first 2 hours of life. And at that point, it can absorb that colostrum very easily, and actually it's nearly immediate absorption. But if that calf can't get up that quick, something's wrong, mother's not around, something happens, as time passes, and once you get to 6 hours post-calving, only about 60% of the antibodies that are there are going to be absorbed. And if you wait till 24 hours, virtually there's no absorption going to take place. And calves that don't receive adequate colostrum in the first 24 hours, they have a mortality rate of 50% or higher. So it's really important that they get that first milk. Colostrum quantity and quality are also important. Now, quantity is largely determined on the cow's age and what that cow's pre-calving nutritional program is. Quality, on the other hand, is dependent on the variety of diseases that cow's been exposed to and what number of diseases she's been vaccinated against. So there's the importance of quality, quantity, and getting it into the calf in a reasonable time. But colostrum also has more than just antibody protection. Compared to milk, the colostrum concentration of fat and protein is nearly 2 to 4 times greater. And the major vitamins that are included are A, B, D, and E, and they're also much higher than compared to the normal milk. In addition to the nutrients, colostrum also contains enzymes that possess antimicrobial properties, and these nutrients and enzymes are extremely important to the calf's ability to survive, and especially that first 3 to 6 weeks, okay? That brings udder quality into question. And that's why udder quality really matters. Large teats and poorly attached udders, they can delay nursing, they can reduce colostrum intake, and all that's going to lead to more risk of sickness and death of those calves. Balloon teats, they can be really frustrating because the calf can't get it into its mouth, can't latch onto it and suck because the teat is too big. And that can really lead to all these issues. And the thing is, it's not just going to happen once. Every time that cow freshens, she's going to have that large teat. So it's an ongoing process. And so what we want to do is we want to look at these cows at calving time or for the next day or two shortly after calving and look at those cows' udders and make a determination. You know, do I have a problem or do I not have a problem? If you see problems like the big teats and the udder that are maybe nearly dragging the ground, then those are the cows that maybe you want to consider culling, because udder quality is considered a moderately heritable trait, meaning that cows with poor udders are more likely to produce daughters that will have poor udders. And so that makes your decision on selecting heifer replacement even more critical, because you want to select away from those particular cows. Like I said earlier, those problems don't typically get better over time, so we want to select away from those. Now, I know that no single trait should drive selection decisions, okay? But udders that interfere with a calf's ability to nurse should be taken seriously. And that would be something to consider. So until next time, stay safe and stay warm.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate the information there. Sounds like that first cocktail is a very important one. So
absolutely.